Thank you for joining us on this special episode of Winning Every Day. Today, we are celebrating the birthday of Isaac Mell, the president and author of Winning Every Day. It's another year of God's faithfulness, as the psalmist said in Psalm chapter 117 verse 2, "For great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever." Praise the Lord. Celebrate with us as we play the music, Happy Birthday. We will be right back in the studio for today's devotional.
You made it one more time around the sun. Now's the time, you have to have more fun. Kick up your heels, enjoy the ride, and let your God above just try. Now's the time when we all have to say, have a happy birthday. Celebrate and dance your might. Have a happy birthday. Laugh and sing and celebrate your life. You are full of love and grace. It pleases us to see your smiling face. To see you rise and be a star. We know that you'll go really far. This life is short and you have just begun. So have a happy birthday. Celebrate and dance with all your might. Have a happy birthday. Laugh and sing and celebrate. Laugh and sing and celebrate. Laugh and sing and celebrate your life.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining us on this episode of Winning Everyday Devotional. I pray that as we spend these next few moments together in God's presence, your heart will be strengthened, your faith renewed, and your life positioned for greater testimonies. Today's message is titled, The Reward of Faithfulness, and our Bible text is from Matthew chapter 25, verse 21, which says, His master replied, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Several years ago, a remarkable story was published about a janitor named Custódio Toledo in Brazil. For decades, he faithfully worked at a university, quietly cleaning classrooms and hallways every single day. He wasn't famous, wealthy, or in a prestigious position, but everyone who knew him spoke of his dedication, honesty, and cheerful spirit. He never imagined that his years of quiet service would one day be celebrated. When he eventually retired, students, lecturers, and administrators gathered to honor him with a heartfelt standing ovation. Many testified that his consistency and kindness had inspired them just as much as the professors who taught them. His reward was not merely applause. It was the respect, love, and lasting impact that faithful service had produced over the years. That story reminds us of an important truth. Faithfulness often goes unnoticed for a season, but it is never unnoticed by God. The Bible repeatedly teaches that God values faithfulness more than spectacular moments. In fact, 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 2 says, "Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful." Notice that God doesn't first ask whether we are gifted or popular. He asks whether we are faithful. Think about it for a moment. Are you remaining faithful in the assignment God has given you today? Are you giving your best at work, in your business, in your ministry, in your family, or even in the small responsibilities that nobody seems to notice? If your answer is, "I've been trying, but nobody appreciates me," then hear this word of encouragement. God sees what others overlook. Jesus said in Luke chapter 16 verse 10, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much." Every act of integrity, every sacrifice, every unseen prayer, every honest day's work is being recorded in heaven. The life of Joseph beautifully illustrates this principle. Even when he was sold into slavery, falsely accused, and forgotten in prison, he remained faithful. He served diligently wherever he found himself. He never allowed disappointment to poison his character. Eventually, God's timing arrived, and the same prisoner became the prime minister of Egypt. His promotion did not happen because he complained. It happened because he remained faithful until God's appointed season. Can I ask you another question? Have you become discouraged because your breakthrough seems delayed? Don't lose heart. A delayed reward is not a denied reward. Galatians 6 verse 9 reminds us, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Someone listening today has been serving faithfully for years. You've prayed. You've worked hard. You've chosen integrity when compromise looked easier. Perhaps you've wondered if it is worth it. The Lord is saying to you today, keep going. Your harvest is closer than you think. Sometimes the greatest reward of faithfulness is not material blessing at first. It is the development of godly character, deeper trust in God, stronger relationships, peace of mind, and the confidence that comes from knowing you have honored Him. Then, in His perfect time, He also opens doors that no one can shut. Remember, people may forget your efforts, but God never forgets faithful service. Hebrews 6 verse 10 assures us that God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown Him. Beloved, as you go today, I declare over your life, every seed of faithfulness you have sown will produce an abundant harvest in due season in Jesus' name. May God reward every of your hidden labor that no one else has recognized. Doors that have remained closed because of delay shall begin to open unto you in Jesus' mighty name. You will not grow weary before your testimony arrives. The grace to remain steadfast, diligent, and committed will rest upon you as from today. Your season of divine recognition and uncommon favor is here, in Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take a quiet moment and ask yourself, where has God called me to remain faithful? Have I allowed discouragement to weaken my commitment? What small responsibility can I handle with greater excellence today? Actions for the day. Choose one area of your life where you've been tempted to give up. Decide today to remain faithful in that area. Do your work wholeheartedly, serve with integrity, and trust God with the results. Remember, faithfulness is never wasted. Beloved, success in God's kingdom is not measured only by how high we rise, but by how faithfully we walk with Him every step of the journey. Keep showing up. Keep praying. Keep serving. Keep loving. Keep trusting. Your Heavenly Father never overlooks faithful obedience. One day, every faithful believer longs to hear those wonderful words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." May that be our testimony. And now, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Wherever you are, say this with me with confidence. Today, I choose faithfulness over frustration. I will honor God in both the little and the much. My labor is not in vain. God sees me, God strengthens me, and God rewards me. Doors of favor are opening before me. I shall finish well, and my testimony shall be great. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. We appreciate you because you are the God who rewards faithfulness. Today, strengthen every listener to remain steadfast, diligent, and obedient in every assignment you have given them. Remove every spirit of discouragement, and let fresh hope arise in every heart. Open doors of favor, divine opportunities, and lasting testimonies. May your peace guide every decision they make today. Protect them throughout this day, and let everything they lay their hands upon prosper according to your will. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's Winning Everyday Devotional. If today's message has blessed you, please share this podcast with your family, friends, and colleagues. Someone you know may need this word of encouragement today. Have a blessed day, and remember, stay faithful, because God always rewards faithfulness.
You're tuned into the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, Why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today. Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.